Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Paxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith of Life, where we walk by life in faith and not by sight to the destiny and the call and the purpose of God. We see the manifestation of His power in our life because we are being changed by the Word of God as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Savior. As we grow, we become changed even the more. And that change affects everyone around us because it's a positive change. It's a change of power. It's a change of authority. It's a change of eternal promise. It's the authority of God moving in our life, making us the people of God, the believers, making us the saints, the holy ones of God, making and calling us to be the light as Christ is. And as we embrace this, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, because we are becoming more like our Savior, our Redeemer. We are seeing His grace in our life. We are understanding that grace. We're growing in that grace and the knowledge of who He is. So it is amazing to see how God can take in perfect people and put His love and His spirit inside of them and begin to change them through His power and His word. And they become something totally different. Their heart, their life, their everything about them looks and exemplifies Him as we embrace His will and His word, trusting Him daily and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and move us in the direction of who He is. We have been looking at this 15-minute of empowerment this week at the book of David and looking at David and looking at the book of 1 Chronicles 14. And we've been talking, the topic of our discussion is established before a defeated enemy. Established before a defeated enemy. Established before an enemy that has already detected you, but that enemy is already defeated. So we're going to look there quickly today, just a recap of some things that we went through on the Tuesday and Wednesday so that we can be caught up. If you're just tuning in, we want to make sure that you get all of this word and that you're able to be empowered by this and understand that every day that you live empowered in the Word of God, you're going to be victorious in your personal life because God uses everyday situations in our personal life and professional life to make and shape us, even in our spiritual walk, to be more like Him. So we see in the book of 1 Chronicles 14, 17, 1 through 17, that this is talking about David and the reign, when he begins his reign. And David has established his kingdom. He has been king in Jerusalem for a while. He's moved now into Jerusalem. And he has is building himself a palace. When a king basically established himself, he would basically publicize his establishment as that king by building a palace so that that would be a fact that everyone would know that he's not a fly by night, that he's permanently there, that his reign has been there for a while, that he's not someone that just started, but he's been walking in this for a while. And now he's building a kingdom, a palace, and it shows the wealth of who he is. It shows the riches of who he is, because to build a palace, you would need resources, you would need monies, and so they knew that when they built this, they were established for a while. So David gets King Hiram to begin to construct his palace, construct and mason it, and his name actually means consecrated one. And what I mentioned to yesterday was that whenever God gets ready to establish you in that which he's called you to, that which he's ordained for your life, whatever it is, he's going to construct something that is going to be established to show the victory of the territory that he's given to you. It is going to show the standard of what God has already commanded in your life, but the manifestation of that thing. And it's going to be, he's going to use consecrated people to do that, consecrated in their skill. In other words, their abilities are going to be that which is going to be needed for you, established for you. It's going to be that which is necessary and designed for you to get the job or the business or the ministry, the sanctuary, the home, the scholarship, or that opportunity. God is going to use someone else who is skilled in a certain field to help you get that. and it's going to be something that is consecrated by him, by his hands, his leading, and his guiding. He's not going to let anyone and everyone handle this place of your establishment. It's going to be someone with the skills that are necessary to help you. And sometimes they may not be of your same caliber. They may not be of your same race. They may not be of your same gender. It might be someone that God is using outside of your norm. And we know this to be so because when the prophet was going through the famine, the widow woman is the one who basically sustained him by giving him something to eat first. And that widow woman was not a Jew. She was a Gentile. And God used an unlikely person outside of his sector to bless him, to encourage him, and to help him, and to establish something that God was doing in that time frame in his life. So God will use people that you do not know sometimes to be the blessing in your life and to be the one to bring a consecrated thing, which is the will of God, into your life for his glory. David begins to marry. We understand that in that time frame, the kings would marry because it basically made an alliance with another king or kingdom to show that they were at peace with one another. So the king would give his daughter to that king, and they would marry and make an alliance. He also basically began to have children. Well, in the spirit realm, this represents David's ability to be married to the will of God, to be married to the purpose of God, to be married to what God was doing in his life, and then the authority to reproduce it in a way that it was going to be established, it was going to increase, it was going to show the blessings of God, and it was going to bring and produce the peace of unity and growth and increase that God wanted to be seen in his kingdom, in his people. So God was using David in that aspect to be married to his will, and we understand that being married to the will of God is not easy, but it's necessary. We have to be married to God's will, married to what he's saying, agreement and alignment to what he's saying for our life, so that as we do, we see the manifestation of his power, of his authority, the increase, the ability to produce what he says, and understand that he's going to get glory out of it. The Philistines, when they heard what David had done, when they heard that David was king, when they heard these things, that he was anointed, they began to get forces mobilized so that they can go against the will of God, the plan of God, the chosen one of God. There will be people who, when they hear about what God has done in your life, they will not be glad, they will not be happy, they will not celebrate you, but they, in their minds or in their hearts, or some other people begin to mobilize something to say that you're not the one, that you're not qualified, that you don't deserve it. How did you get this? And you have to understand that in that time frame, that is not the time for you to cower down, but it's the time for you to stand knowing that God did this, and this blessing is not going to bring sorrow. Even though you might face some other things, it's not going to be sorrowful in your life because you're in the perfect will of God. David was established the righteous kingdom of God, and that was what was needed to be seen. The Philistines did not want David to be the king because it was changing the order of what was already established by them, which was idol worship and unrighteousness. So God was putting a righteous kingdom there to show his people how to live and for other nations to even follow. That is the message or the blessing or the promise that God gives to Abraham, that he will be a blessing to other nations. Okay, that's part of it. When we are establishing God's righteousness and we shine and we live the way that he says, we draw other people, other nation, other races to believe and to know that our God is the God who saves, delivers, and sets free, and he's worthy to be praised. So we see that they wanted to go after David. They wanted to stop the will of God, but God was not going to allow that. When they went after David, they went after what the order of what God was going to establish, because David was the one that was setting the order for as king for Jesus to come under that same lineage as king and establish his kingdom. So the enemy was trying to stop what God had already predestined. Whatever God has predestined for your life, the enemy cannot stop it. It's going to manifest. It's going to manifest. The enemy went and the Philistines were in the valley of Perethim, and basically this means the valley of giants. This means the valley of giants. And we understand that David already defeated a lion, a bear, and Goliath, who was a giant. when he defeated the bear that represented in the spirit realm economic loss, economic hardship. He was defeating it first in his father's house so that it would not affect his father's income, but it was also representing where he was going so that the kingdom of God and the people of God under his reign would be blessed and they would not suffer hardship financially, that they would be blessed. The lion represented territorial. This is the territorial spirit. We understand and know that the enemy go around, as the word says, as a roaring lion. That's territory. So David was taking territory that the enemy was trying to steal for his father's house and for what he would do in Jerusalem and for the people of God. We understand that Goliath represents spiritual wickedness in high places. How do we know that? Because Goliath was a giant. In Genesis 6, it talks about how the fallen angels came down and saw the women of the earth were beautiful and that they got in the bodies of men and they slept with them and they created a wicked seed which represented and manifested the giants. So that's what happened. And so that represented spiritual wickedness in high places. So here we are, the Philistines, who are in the Valley of Giants, come to defeat David. They bring back giants or a giant in the spirit realm to David to see if they can defeat him. David inquires of the Lord, and the Lord lets him know, you're going to go ahead and do this. I'm with you. When he asked God, he wanted to make sure he was staying in the will of God. We have to make sure when we do things, we stay in the will of God and we're moving at the place and the timing of the Lord. David never moved out of the timing of God. He always stayed in sync with God. Even when he was anointed as king by Samuel, he didn't go and take his kingship. He went back and served at his father's house until the time came. You have to make sure you're moving in the timing of the Lord and all that you do. And that's what he did. When God told him to go ahead and go forth, that he was going to utterly destroy them, wipe them out, he went. And when he went to this place, the place where God was going to give him victory, it means a place of breakthrough. Baal Perazim means place of breakthrough. So we understand that when we get to the place, even when we come to the place where God has established us, and we know we have been established because he set us there, and now he's building something or creating something to let everyone know around us that we have victory in an area. The enemy is going to try to come back and attack, but you can't run from that enemy. You've got to know how to go in and do spiritual warfare, exactly what the Lord requires of you, so that you can win over this adversary. This enemy that came, he came to try to defeat what God had already established. It was already the will of God that David be king. It was already the will of God that he reign in Jerusalem, that he reign in Judah, that he reign in Hebron. He reign there as king and be a blessing in the land and the people be blessed. But the enemy wanted to stop that. The enemy did not even, when David defeats him with the breakthrough, and we understand that even in the midst of our being established, God is going to cause a breakthrough. The enemy's not going to give up. He comes back again. He comes back again to try to do something against the will of God, against what God has established. But even this time, God allows victory to happen. The enemy is going to try again. And remember this, the enemy was always in the valley waiting. That means doing stuff, stealing things. You have to make sure that the enemy is not stealing what God told you. And you can't ignore the enemy, because when you are in a place of authority, the enemy's waiting is going to be outside, not directly hitting you. It's going to be outside in different areas that you know is affecting you. In other words, it's going to be not, if you're in a marriage, it's not going to be you. It might be the children or someone in your family, and you're seeing the enemy come in and trying to steal. Can't just say, oh, that's happening to them. You've got to go ahead and go on the warfare and start binding up the enemy, because that is going to affect the place of your victory, because they're connected to you. So the enemy comes in and he starts to try to think he's going to take the territory back. God allows David again to go out, because the Lord of hosts was with David, and he was showing his enemies, the strong enemies, that he was not going to let them defeat him. No matter what God has established you in, know that God has established you there not for you to get it and not possess it, but for you to reign over that place for the glory of God, because the word of God lets us know everywhere our feet trod, it belongs to him. So we're doing it for his glory, his honor, and praise. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you for joining me for Favorite Life. I pray you have a wonderful, that you worship God and spirit and in truth on this weekend. We'll see you next week. Have a blessed weekend.